Now, I had an awful bother last week getting somebody to read for me. I don't know what happened to you all. So, come on, get your Bibles out, boys and girls, and get ready to open them. And don't have any shuffling and nonsense. Let's have someone springing to their feet with great alacrity and ready to shout out the verse. Matthew 16 and verse 18. Anybody got it? No. That's a surprise. I thought you'd have had it by this time. See some of the big people trying to race you, trying to get it before you. Who's going to get it first? Looking at the middle, looking at the side, looking at the back, looking upstairs. Anyone got it? Right, sir. Good man. Let's hear your voice ring out loud and clear. Good man. We all heard that. Lovely. Well voiced. You've been sucking your zoobs this week. Your throat's very clear. Right. Here's my third story about London. I want you to listen to it very carefully because I have another story after this one. And then that will be four stories about London. And I'll be giving you a wee quiz. And you know I give out wonderful prizes. And on Christmas Sunday, I'll be giving out a prize to those who've got all the four questions right. So the big people can listen too. They can help. We've talked about two Peters from London, haven't we? Peter the baker. He burned London down. That was very clever, wasn't it? And then there was Peter Coalchurch, and he built London Bridge. Now, the story I'm going to tell today is not about someone called Peter, but someone who lived in London. I wonder if you can remember things you heard when you were very, 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 very small. Can you? Even before you went to school, when you were very tiny. I can. One of the things I remember when I was about three, now that's a long time ago. I remember my brother coming back from school and singing a little ditty. Now I don't know whether he got the tune right or not, but it went like this. Sir Christopher Wren was dining with some men when he said, if anyone calls, say I'm designing St. Paul's. Hurrah for Sir Christopher Wren. A funny little song. I remember that. I remember my brother singing it. I was only about three. And ever after that, I thought about Christopher Wren. And I built up a picture of him in my mind. And because he was called Sir Christopher Wren, I thought, well, he must be a little man. I think he was a little man, actually. And a very neat man. Now, if he'd been called Sir Christopher Ostrich, of course, that would have been different, wouldn't it? But he was called Sir Christopher Wren. So he must have been very small and very neat. He was also very clever. And he was very good at school at drawing, and he was very good at sums. He was great at measuring things. And when Sir Christopher Wren grew up to be a man, he was a great architect. He was a designer of buildings. And the king heard about him. And after that great fire which Peter the baker caused in London, the king sent for him, and the king's commissioners were all in the room, and they said, we have a very important task for you to do, Sir Christopher Wren. And he was given the task of designing and building most of the churches in London which had been burned down in the great fire. That was a very important task. But of course, his most important task of all was what? Can anyone tell me what it was? I told you in my song. Anyone tell me what it was? Oh, let's see. What was his most important task? Anyone guess? Right. That's right. Designing St. Paul's. It was a very big task. He had to build this great, big church, over 500 feet long. And 365 feet high. What a very difficult task Sir Christopher Wren had. And you know, it was made more difficult, boys and girls, by the fact that there was a great big ruined church there called Old St. Paul's, and it had been burned down. And it was a massive building. It wasn't as if he had a nice clear space to go and build his church on. Oh no. This site was covered with great big heaps of stones and pillars 200 feet high. Very difficult. And many a lesser man than Sir Christopher Wren would have been put off the task altogether. But he was very determined. So he set his men to work to clear the site. And they had to do lots of things to get rid of those great big stones. Sometimes they tried gunpowder. Sometimes they tried pickaxes. They even built a big battering ram like the one the Romans had to push the pillars and the stones away. Something like our bulldozer, only they had to do it themselves. But he was determined he was going to build a new St. Paul's. But I'm sure some days he got tired. If you're doing something that's very hard and very difficult, like being a pastor, you get tired sometimes. And one day Sir Christopher Wren came onto the site, you see, and it had been cleared. And I'm sure he was feeling tired, and he was wondering if this great big building was ever going to go up. So he said to his men who were gathered round him, this is just one of the many stories about him, but it's one I like. He said, now I want to draw a big, big circle. So he got a piece of rope, I'm sure, and he drew a great big, big circle. I think it was over 200 feet across. Now he said, this is where my dome's going to be. This big circle will mark out my dome. Now he said, I want to mark the very center of this circle. So he had a great big circle drawn in the ground, you see. Great big, big circle. So he said to one of the workmen, he says, away you go and get me a big piece of stone. And we'll put the stone right. Well, you're all listening very well to this story. Put this big piece of stone right in the middle of the circle. So the man went away, you see. And he came back with a great big lump of stone. It was as big as my Bible, maybe bigger. And he put it right in the middle of the circle. There was Christopher Wren, feeling a bit tired, and a bit perhaps depressed with all the work he had to do, thinking of how he had to build this huge big cathedral. And he looked down at the stone, and he saw there was writing on it. And he looked a wee bit closer, and he could read Latin because he was clever. And when he read what was written on the stone, it said, Re sur gam, I will rise again. You see, what had happened was this. The workman had gone to the old cemetery nearby, where there were lots of old pieces of stone. And he had picked up a bit of gravestone. And the bit he had picked up said that, I will rise again. He didn't know that. He just put it down in the middle of the circle. But when Christopher Wren looked at the stone, he read this message, I will rise again. And he said, come on, boys, we're really going to build this cathedral. It's going to rise again. And so the work went on. And eventually, of course, if you go to London today, you'll see that marvelous cathedral which he built. But you know, there's someone else in our reading today who talked about building, wasn't there? The Lord Jesus. And he says this, I will build my church. Very difficult. Lots of people don't want me to build it, and Satan himself doesn't want my church to be built. But I will build it. And he rose again from the dead. And he's alive. And he's even more determined than Christopher Wren ever was. And his church is much greater than Christopher Wren's is. His church is composed of living stones of all who believe in Jesus. They're built into his great big church. And one day, his church will be finished. And he'll come again. And he'll take all his people home. So we're very thankful that little Christopher Wren was a determined man. But we're even more thankful, aren't we, for our Lord Jesus Christ, who is more resolved than he is, that one day he'll complete his church and everyone who's saved will be in heaven.